Hi, it's Dan Flake here with the latest. The PM's paid tribute to the businesses across the country which have started reopening their doors from today. Pubs are able to serve meals and restaurants are open in New South Wales. Queensland's following suit tomorrow, and WA and Tasmania will relax its measures starting Monday.
They're backing themselves, they're backing their staff, they're backing their communities and they're backing their country. And I want to commend them for that brave step that they're taking this weekend. Good on you for reopening. And I'm sure your patrons will come and to support you strongly as well.
Meantime, the Northern Territory hasn't mucked around while getting ready to open its pubs today. It shipped in 175,000 litres of beer in anticipation. When it comes to cases, there's been 21 new patients that have suffered from the virus in Victoria over the past 24 hours, 8 in New South Wales and 2 in Queensland. However, there's been no new COVID-19 cases in the ACT, South Australia, Western Australia or Tasmania over the past 24 hours. Christmas has come early for those waiting for sport to return in Oz. The AFL has confirmed it's relaunching its season June 11 with a draw to be released in the coming week, while the NRL has unveiled its matchups for round 3 and 4 of a revamped season, which kicks off May 28. And a weird story unfolding in Queensland after police were called following reports of a body wrapped in a blanket near a highway in the state's north. Forensic teams were called in before it was confirmed it was actually a lifelike replica doll.
You ready?
The NRL will make an announcement on where its round 3 and 4 matches will be played next week after the draw came out today. Acting CEO Andrew Abdo says the decision will be driven by security protocols and financial and logistical restraints.
From a geographical perspective, the criteria is around stadiums that will be able to adhere to and play multiple games. Where they are in terms of where they're situated will play a part in that, but it could be a mix of regional and metro stadiums.
And Rugby Australia has confirmed the Wallabies test matches scheduled for July have been postponed.